More than 60 homes in Muriwai are being pulled apart as Auckland Council moves into the final stages of storm recovery. It's demolishing, deconstructing or relocating its first batch of homes purchased under the Category 3 buyout program. Felix Walton has more.
The homes in Muriwai were rendered uninhabitable by last year's storms. 15 months later, they've been bought out by the Auckland Council and are being demolished, deconstructed or relocated. Muriwai Stickard Residents Group Chair Mike Hibbert says it's an emotional time as residents reflect on the trauma of January last year.
Families seeing their houses being demolished or removed is obviously pretty intense, especially when there's a heavy rain like there was last night, when you are confronted with your house of, say, 30 years where your family's been brought up being deconstructed and you're back there living it all over again.
Auckland Council's Deputy Group Recovery Manager Mace Ward says the loss of these homes will have an enormous impact on the tight-knit community.
This is a small community, 1,400 people, and over 60 homes are now no longer going to be in this community, and 60 families won't be here any longer.
Mike Hibbert says many will be forced to move.
Quite a few are moving. It's a small community with a small number of houses for sale. People are making those big life decisions. They're thinking, is it the right time in my life to leave the area, move to the East Coast or somewhere else? So there's certainly a number of families moving out, which is really hard on the community. It's horrible to say goodbye.
Though some of the homes will be demolished, Mace Ward says the wrecking ball is a last resort.
Where we can, that's the first priority, is to see if we can relocate a home in total. The next best outcome is to deconstruct materials and reuse. And the final option is a demolition.
The council is working with several companies to manage the deconstruction process. One of them is the Trow Group, founded by Saya Latu. He says it's important to treat each house with respect.
Before we start any of these projects, we have a karakia. Each house has a story. Living in it, history, kids that grew up in it, grandparents come here for holidays over, 50 years. And there is a lot of respect you've got to consider when you're doing what we do. We always look at it as our own home.
Today, Mr. Latu's team is deconstructing a house on Domain Crescent. He says the previous owners left a lot of memories behind.
They didn't have a lot of time to get the stuff out, so it was just what you got and just run. And we had the owners come through. They spent the 3 days we were deconstructing, moving stuff, and they recovered jewellery, taonga, passport. There was a car that was underneath here as well. You wouldn't even tell there was a car there until we moved the actual house.
In a matter of weeks, the house will be gone. But its materials, the timber, the concrete and the glass, will be recycled and reused.
The reason why we deconstruct in such a way, so they might have some comfort knowing that their home that they lived in is not just getting smashed. The timber, as you can see, it's beautiful timber. And why would you throw that away? The price of material in New Zealand has gone off the roof.
Mace Ward hopes the council will find some use for the land too.
It'll be case-by-case basis, but in this case, for future safety, it'll never be built on again. In some cases, we may be able to, a neighbour might want some more land not to live on. This is a rural community, so a wastewater treatment system might go on that land, or a garage.
He hopes residents will feel a sense of closure after 15 months of uncertainty.